You're listening to the Qalam Podcast, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussain Kamani. This summer, Mufti Hussain will be teaching the Hadith Intensive. Students will study the different methods of compilation and preservation of a Hadith, the major role female scholars have played in Hadith preservation, the biography of famous Hadith narrators, as well as different Ahadith collections and excerpts from famous Hadith texts like Sahih al-Bukhari. For more information, visit hadithintensive.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الانبياء وعلى اله الازكياء واصحابه الاتقياء اما بعد. In Arabic, there is a very common saying that's used. They say, من احب شيئا اكثر ذكره. The person who loves something will remember it very frequently. And you'll see this principle manifesting itself through all elements and aspects of life. Once a person is attached to something, even if the conversation has nothing to do with it at all, they will find a way to bring the conversation right there. You're sitting amongst five people, and you met them at a dinner, and everyone's talking about one thing, but you have no interest in that one thing, you have interest in something else. You'll find some way to connect one thing to the second, to the third, to the fourth, until finally the conversation comes to a place where you feel comfortable. A conversation where you enjoy. So the same principle also applies to the love of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who loves them will remember them abundantly. مَنْ أَحَبَّ شَيْئًا أَكْثَرَ ذِكْرَهُ. Someone once asked that we keep talking about sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending our greetings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how that's such an important thing. So this person once asked me that, is there any virtue of this in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever tell us the benefits or the virtues of sending salawat upon him? So to answer that question, today I have compiled before you some benefits, and I wanted to share them with you as a source of motivation, inshallah al-aziz, to all of us, to motivate us to make this a part of our daily routine and our daily ibadah as well. A part of our daily litany, a part of our daily dhikr. When we remember Allah, we remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, I'm going to make this very clear in case someone has missed this so far. Sending salawat upon the Prophet is not doing his ibadah. That's not what it is. I'm making this very clear. You've misunderstood the word salat if you're thinking there. Sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is you asking Allah to send his mercy upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what's happening here. So that your mind is clear of any shirk or any partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan," as narrated by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi. The people who will be standing closest to me on the day of judgment will be those who spend most of their time sending salawat upon me in this world. أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا. Those who remember me the most, those who send salutations upon me the most, those will be the people who are closest to the Messenger of Allah on the Day of Judgment. And we ask ourselves this, who doesn't want to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Don't we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Shafi'? He is the Shafi'. He is the one who will intercede. Don't we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a fountain of mercy? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be making dua on behalf of his ummah. Who wants to be far from the Prophet of Allah on the Day of Judgment? When there is a simple solution, if we implement this solution in this world, inshallah al-aziz, we will gain closeness to the Messenger of Allah on the Day of Judgment. When a person sends salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the deal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you send one salat upon the Prophet, Allah sends 10 upon you. Is your dua, how effective is our dua? That's the first thing. You know, we ask ourselves this all the time. But imagine Allah says, you do whatever broken version of salat you have upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and mercy will definitely come from me, not one-fold, but ten-fold. مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً وَاحِدَةً صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَ بِهَا عَشْرًا, as narrated by Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Tirmidhi, and also by Imam Nasa'i. In a narration by Ibn Hibban, and also narrated by Imam Nasa'i, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you send one salutation, one salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you 10 ranks in Jannah. In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove 10 wrongdoings, 10 sins of yours, 10 sayyat, 10 mistakes of yours will be erased. In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 10 good deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man salla alayya min ummati salatan mukhlisan min qalbihi, sallallahu biha 10 salawat, wa rafa'a biha 10 darajat, wa kutiba lahu biha 10 hasanat, wa maha anhu 10 sayyi'at." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 salutations upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift this person 10 ranks, give this person 10 deeds, and remove away 10 sins from this person. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approached by a companion, and this companion heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam discussing the virtue of sending salawat. So he asked, "O Messenger of Allah, I have dedicated some time for ibadah. I read Quran, I do my dhikr. How much of that time should I dedicate for salawat upon you? How much should I of that time should I dedicate for your sake?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "The more the better." He said, "Okay, in that case, I'll dedicate 1/3 of my time for your salawat upon you." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you increase, it'll be better for you." He said, "Okay, how about half of my time? I'll spend half of my time sending salawat upon you." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you increase, it's even better for you." Now keep in mind, what's the other half for? Not playing video games. What's he using the other half for, by the way? Dhikr of Allah, dua, tilawatul Quran. But the Prophet is saying, do more salawat, it's better for you. He said, "O Messenger of Allah, how about this? I dedicate 2/3 of my time sending salawat upon you." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "If you do more, it's better for you." He said, "O Messenger of Allah, in that case, I will dedicate my entire time, the entire ibadah slot, sending salawat upon you." In return, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idhan yakfika Allahu ma ahammaka min dunyaka wa ukhrak." In that case, if you dedicate your entire ibadah slot sending salawat upon me, in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of anything that worries you, anything that bothers you or grieves you or concerns you in your dunya and also in your akhirah. Narrated by Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, and it is an authentic narration. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that a person who makes dua at the beginning and end of dua, that dua is very likely to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as narrated by Imam Nasa'i rahmatullahi alayhi, "Sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan yusalli famajjadallahu wa hamidahu wa salla ala nabi faqala Rasulullah ud'u tujab." A person was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sent salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet heard him sending salutations upon the Prophet, upon himself, he said to that person, "Ask whatever you want, Allah will give it to you. Because you just sent salawat upon me, you just sent salutations upon me." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in another narration, "By sending salutations upon me, this will make you deserving of my intercession on the Day of Judgment." As we learn from the hadith of Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi and others, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When you hear the muadhin calling the adhan, فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ." Say like he says. When he says, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar," what should you say? "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." The Prophet says, "Qulu mithla ma yaqul. Thumma sallu alayya, fa innahu man salla alayya salatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra, thumma sallallaha azza wa jalla li al-wasila, fa innaha manzilatan fil janna la tanbaghi illa li 'abdin min 'ibadillah, wa arju an akuna ana huwa, faman sa'ala li al-wasila halat alayhi ash-shafa'ah." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "After the adhan is over, make dua to Allah. First send salawat upon me, and then make dua to Allah. In particularly, say, 'Ya Allah, give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-wasilah.'" What's the word? Al-wasilah. The Prophet said, al-wasilah is a station in paradise that will only be given to one person. And I hope that I am that person that's given al-wasilah. So make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to me. And if you do this, send salawat upon me and make dua for wasilah. Hallat alayhi shafa'ah. Meaning I will intercede on behalf of that person. When a person sends salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us that by sending salawat upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you without even you asking for forgiveness. As narrated by many scholars of hadith, I actually made reference to it earlier on. You know the narration of that sahabi who the Prophet kept telling, "Read more, read more, read more"? I just told you the narration right now. That same narration, the Prophet said two things to him. In one narration, he said to him, "If you give all of your time sending salawat upon me, Allah will remove all of your worries." And then the second thing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised him, "Wa idhan yaghfiru Allahu laka dhanbak." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also forgive all of your sins. When a person remembers the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sends salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a gathering, you're sitting with your friends, you're having a dinner, before you close off the gathering, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that gathering will not be held against you on the Day of Judgment. Meaning it'll be as if you use that gathering, you utilize that gathering for the remembrance of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا جَلَسَ قَوْمٌ مَجْلِسًا لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ وَلَمْ يُصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِمْ تِرَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُمْ وَإِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُمْ رواه الترمذي. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you have a gathering and you do not remember Allah in that gathering and you do not send salutations upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for that gathering. If He wishes, He will forgive you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, He will punish you. So then at the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the companions, be very mindful. إِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُمْ إِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُمْ. So utilize your gatherings and bring them in your favor by always ending your gatherings by making some dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Whatever form, that's why you'll always find the mashayikh and the imams at the end of their khutbah, they say, Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Right? You see that? Always ending with the mention of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By engaging in the remembrance of Allah, you purify yourself, you save yourself from being from the group of al-bakhil, the stingy and miserly, from the stingy and miserly people. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever hears my name and does not send salawat upon me is without doubt a stingy and miserly person. Al-bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalla alayya. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to the person who heard the Prophet's name and did not say salawat as a disgraced person. So by sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we save ourselves from dhulla, from disgrace. And we honor ourselves. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who hears my name and does not send salawat upon me is a wretched person. He is a shaqi. Sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saves a person from falling in the group of being from the ashqiya. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as narrated by Imam Ibn Majah, that the one who sends salawat upon me, the one who sends salawat upon me will be guided to the pathway of paradise. And the one who forgets to send salawat upon me, مَنْ نَسِيَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ خَطِئَ الطَّرِيقَ الْجَنَّةِ. He will pass, he will miss, he will go in the wrong direction, but he won't end up in Jannah. Sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who sends salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart will be soft. A sign of a hard rock, harsh stone heart is that that person has no desire in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in another narration that when you send salutations upon me, in return the malaika and the angels remember you and they make dua for you. As narrated by Imam Ibn Majah rahmatullahi alayhi, there is not a person who sends salutations upon me, but in return the angels send salawat upon that person. The angels make dua for that person. And the Prophet closes off the hadith by saying, فَلْيُقِلِّ لَعَبْدَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَوْ لِيُكْثِرُ. Now it's up to you. How much do you really want the du'as of the angels? If you want their du'as more, send salawat upon me abundantly. And if you are not in need of their du'as, then فَلْيُقِلْ. Then you don't need to make du'a upon me abundantly. You don't need to make salawat for me abundantly. Make it little and you'll get your portion. And the greatest honor or the greatest virtue for sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated by Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi, where he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when you send your salawat, no matter which part of the world you're from, angels present that salat to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your name. That today, Fulan bin Fulan, Hussein bin Abdul Razzaq, or whatever it is, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, just sent salutations upon you. Imagine the honor in that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being informed via the angels of mercy that so-and-so is sending salawat upon you. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوفٌ عَلَيَّ. For indeed, your salutations are presented to me, as narrated by Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi. So engage and spend time. Make this a part of your routine. Your heart should yearn to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we're sitting here in this gathering, your heart should be engaged in making dua for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma tarahham ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma tahannan ala Sayyidina Muhammad. There are so many forms of salawat narrated in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'm going to close off with this little gem for you, inshallah al-aziz. There are so many forms of salawat mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But out of all of them, the most virtuous salat is the one we read in our prayer. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a part of our salah. You guys understand that? If you're confused, what should I read? What should I not read? I'm not sure. The one you need to read is the one inside your salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Now there's a little reflection here that I'm not going to discuss today. I'm going to discuss this tomorrow. Have you ever wondered, in my salat, out of all of the people, why do we say Ibrahim alayhi salam's name? Why not Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam? Why Ibrahim alayhi salam? Have you ever thought of that? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. Why Ibrahim alayhi salam? We'll discuss this tomorrow. But as I close off this gathering, use Salat Ibrahimi to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam abundantly, the one you use in your prayer. And one of my teachers, Sheikh Zakariya Kandahlavi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he compiled a book in which he gathered 40 salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he gathered them from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, referencing each and every one of them. I encourage all of you to also make a habit of reading that. You can find it online if you search 40 salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by Sheikh Zakariya Kandahlavi rahimahullahu ta'ala. You will find it. It's a very good, authentic, clean book that also has translations for the salawat and transliteration for those of us who are not well versed in Arabic. This will be a good book for you to start reading, where you're reading salawat every day. It'll take maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes for you to read it before your iftar. Sit down, send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Read your Hizb al-Azam as I recommended earlier on. Put these together, read some Quran, and inshallah al-aziz, you have utilized your time before your iftar, and you've made something out of your fast as well. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who express our love for the Prophet of Allah day and night. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.